you know, there are these wonderful binaries in the world, right? And ways you can divide people. And one way that I think you can divide people is when you say something like, you know, when you think about love, you think of your family. And there are some people that say, oh yeah, that's right. When I think about love, I think about my family. And there are others that say, you've got to be kidding me. Are you insane? Our next speaker is one of those people who does actually have genuine feelings of love and affection for her family. She is going to tell us a story of familial love, and there is just one simple fact about her that will sort of drive this home. She is so committed to forging the bonds of family love, she has married her wife 3 times. Please, let's welcome Caroline Fox Sandwick.
We did get married 3 times. We really did. Most love stories do start with 2 people, and this one does too. My beautiful wife, Elizabeth, we've been together now for a little over 16 years. We started out like a lot of couples when we were first married, deciding what we wanted to do with our lives, where we wanted to go, and the discussion of whether or not we should have a family came up. We talked about it a long time. Would we be good at this? Is this something that we should do? We're very serious about researching everything. Am I too close? About researching everything. And we decided that, yes, we were going to do this. We were going to start a family. And that was great. But the problem is making the decision and actually making it happen are 2 very different things. And so it didn't really go according to plan. And a couple of long and sort of sad years later, we figured out that this really just wasn't in the cards for us. And we were okay with that. We kind of went through dark, and those of you, some of you here, I'm sure you have been through this or you know somebody who's been through this, and it's a dark place, it's not a fun place. But we were in that dark place together, and we came out the other side, and we're better people for it, and realized that we did really indeed love each other, and we were with the right person. And so we said, from now on, it is me and you, just us two. And that was great, and it was a great decision. And we were me and you, just us two. Can I tell you, me and you, just us two, is an awesome place to live, okay? You don't have to check in with anybody. With me and you, just us two, you get to travel, okay? We had a great time. It was awesome. And then something funny happened. Something happened that I like to refer to as the signs, okay? The signs came through. Let me just tell you, Elizabeth does not believe in anything like, you know, signs from the universe. And, you know, I do. I am all about the signs from the universe. I'm always looking for the signs from the universe. We had some signs. And let me tell you that the signs were real enough that even Elizabeth will tell you, yeah, it was kind of freaky. It was like signs. The first one, these all happened in the fall of 2011. First sign was at church. We were at church together, and a new person was coming to church. She was a young mother, and she had a baby with her. And she walked in one day, and she came up to sit kind of like, you know, in our row. And she had a baby and a diaper bag and a jacket, and there was a hymnal that she was, you know, trying to move. So I held my hands out to take a jacket or a hymnal and got a baby in my arms, you know. And, I mean, you guys, you know from babies, okay? This one was a perfect specimen. It was squishy cheeks and rosy bare feet and just settled right in there, and I melted a little, and I thought, well, it's a baby, of course, you know. And Elizabeth was giving me a look. And the mom of this baby said, you're really good with babies. She normally doesn't like anybody. I said, well, you know. And thank you. And I said, well, that was nice. And Elizabeth says, you know, just kind of rolled her eyes. But it was sweet. And I thought, it's babies. Everybody loves babies. That's fine. That doesn't mean anything. And 2 or 3 days later, I was getting a haircut. I was at the salon where I go. It was a newer person who was doing my hair. Very, very sweet young woman. We were talking about movies. And as we were talking about the films that we've seen, literally mid-snip, she said, "Do you have kids?" And I said, "Oh, no, no, we don't have kids." And she said, "You should. You would make a really good mom." And I said, "Oh." And then her face kind of did a funny thing, and she said, "I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said that. That was really rude. I have no idea. You know, I don't really know you that well. I'm really sorry." Again, that's fine. That's fine. No problem. But it was a little strange, okay? So I thought, huh, okay, that two, you know, in a few days is odd. But a few days later, it was Halloween, okay? Halloween 2011. We lived in a neighborhood that was just beautiful, with big trees with lots of color and kids. And if Norman Rockwell was going to paint a Halloween picture, it would be there. And we love Halloween. It's really, to this day, one of our favorite holidays. We love being out and handing out the candy and talking to our neighbors and having a good time. And every year, we would see a mother and her daughter. And they're like what I like to call like waving acquaintances. They lived across the street. We'd see each other and wave. We'd say hello. And strangely enough, we would always chat on Halloween when they came through. And this year, the mom was dressed up as a giant chicken, and her little girl was dressed up as a chick, and it was adorable. It was the sweetest thing ever. And so they came, and I was excited because I liked seeing them. And I kind of loved them from afar. Whenever I would see them, I would think, oh, they're just such a sweet family. The mother and father had children and had adopted this youngest child from a foreign country. And they came over, and I was always happy to see them. And we said, you know, trick-or-treat, happy Halloween. And, oh, isn't it beautiful evening? Yes, it is, you know, chit-chat. And they left to go up the sidewalk to the rest of the neighborhood. And the mother in her chicken outfit stopped, and she turned around and she came up and she said, "I don't know why. I am compelled to tell you that when my husband and I were looking into adopting our daughter, we went through a local agency," and she gave me the information about this agency that they used. "And we had a very good experience with them, and we liked them very much." And Elizabeth and I stood there and went, "Oh." And she said, "I don't know you, and I have no idea what your situation is, so please forgive me if I am offending you or saying something I shouldn't." And we said, "Oh, no, no, that's fine, that's fine. Happy Halloween." And they continued on down the sidewalk. And Elizabeth turned to me and she said, "This conversation ain't over, is it?" I said, "No." That was Halloween of 2011, November 1st, 2011. We called the agency and said, "What do we need to do?" I will fast forward through the year of crazy. Basically, what we like to call it is scared straight for fostering. Every horror story in the world you can imagine, you know, they throw at you. Home visits, compliance orders, everything you can imagine. It's pretty intense and pretty crazy. 3 years, 10 months, 9 days after the day that baby Addie came through our front door, Addie and Akira were officially made Foxanvix, and that was good, and it was a good thing. And that was wonderful. But do you remember the story? Remember what I was telling you about the lady in the chicken suit? Remember Halloween? Okay. Here's where it all comes together. Here's the thing that really kind of blows our mind. We did not realize this until later, until after the girls were adopted, and we got buckets of paperwork, you know, that had been filed on their behalf, you know, when they were taken into care and so on and so forth. And we were kind of looking through these papers and just kind of, you know, seeing what we could find out. And on the day that a lady in a chicken suit was talking to us about potentially becoming foster parents and a good agency that we might want to try here locally, on that same day, on Halloween 2011, a police officer responded to a situation in a town across the state, And he came up to a small 4-month-old little baby in a carrier, and he picked up that carrier and he took it back with him to the station. And a little 4-month-old baby with big brown eyes and a very serious little face was put into care. She was put into foster care. And that little baby is our Akira, our older daughter. And that is the day that we decided to pursue this. We always say that she knew. She knew. She didn't need us that day specifically, but she and her sister were going to need us. And so she had to put something in place to get us on the program because we were not doing it fast enough. And that is my story. That is my love. That is my family, and they are my love story. Thank you.